Blog Talk Radio.
I know last week I was supposed to do my podcast last week, but the thing was that a few things happened. But let me just tell you a quick story before we actually go into what I'm actually going to be talking about. And that is, last Saturday I wasn't feeling so grand, actually. In fact, I actually kind of crawled into a little hole in the ground and buried myself alive because I was in so much pain because Mother Nature decided to bitch slap me last week, and I just could not bring myself to kind of come back to doing my podcast that day. But as I sat there in my little hole buried alive, I actually drank a nice glass of procrastination trying to figure out what exactly I wanted to talk about this coming week or this week alone. And let's just say that the news itself just gave me ideas left and right. It was nonstop. And I just could not believe of all the stuff that was coming to me, of all things, just, wow, it was amazing. So I have a lot of stuff that I want to talk to you guys about, and today, as it is right now, I'm in the studio by myself with a very small audience, and let's just get started. So I got a few questions for you guys, and these questions are kind of, bothersome, actually. Why do we do what we do in the cosplay community? Why do we have to bring it upon ourselves to bring people down when it comes to costuming? And, I've always thought, when I first talked to you guys last time, like not last week, but the week before, I talked to you guys about how cosplaying for me has such a strong impact. I didn't get in much depth about it, but I want to get a quick in depth about it. And let's just say when I started cosplaying, I have the lowest self-esteem. Right now, I won't be talking to none of you guys because I will be too petrified to talk to you guys, because I'll be sitting here thinking that every single person that is out there listening to me talk or watching me, because I'm actually live streaming right now. Hi, guys. Sorry I'm not paying attention to the camera because I'm actually really, antsy. And I actually have a lot of stuff to talk to you guys about. I won't be able to do this if I never went and became part of the community. And from what I've seen in this community, disgusts me. It really does. It bothers me because this community is meant to bring people together, not divide people based on a countless list of things that I cannot think about. But why do we do what we do in the cosplay community? I understand that people want to get popular in the cosplay community. I understand that people want to have such this enjoyment of meeting new people, building up that confidence like I did, and just all around making new friends, creating something that's beautiful. And yet here we are, and it is a war zone amongst cosplayers. But before I actually go more in depth about that, because I do have a special guest, I actually have two special guests that are going to be coming in. I'm just going to be kind of talking a little bit more about something else. Has anybody seen that new Death Note Netflix movie yet? I saw it, and it was actually kind of watchable, but at the same time, I was kind of disappointed. What are you doing? I was kind of disappointed because the thing is that I have read the manga. I haven't read it completely, but I got the gist of it. I understand the story. A kid named Light finds a Death Note book and everything, and basically All it is you write down the name of the person, the way they die, and it actually happens in 40 seconds. And let me see. I'm so sorry. Way too many costumes, and everyone wants to be on a platform. Yes, that is very true. But I'm going to get to that. Stop. But the thing is that, like, this version is Americanized. A lot of people kept complaining about the fact that it was whitewashed. Kind of like me right now. These lights are really killing me, making me washed out completely. I am pale as a goat. But the thing is, yes, thank you. it has actually been completely whitewashed, completely. But the thing is that when I sat down, I went in with a very neutral mind. I always go into every single time that I watch a movie, I always go in a very neutral state of mind. I want to be able to see what is the big hype about it. And so when I went in to watch it, I obviously knew it was going to take place in the U.S. Obviously, if you guys haven't seen it, spoiler alert, it takes place in Seattle. And sure enough, if you guys have never been to Seattle, it is raining there every single day. It is just like Miami, rains every single day. So, yeah. More bad movies first, then whitewash second. Thank you. But it's just kind of like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm watching Twilight. Because Twilight, I read the book, takes place in Seattle, I guess, or Washington, which is Washington, Seattle, whatever. I sound stupid right now, so I'm like, ugh. But as I continue going on, the only thing that I actually liked about the movie was the fact that Willem Dafoe was in it, and he was the voice of, I believe his name was Raiku? And I actually loved it. It was like, his character alone was like, this is the reason why I'm going to watch it, because Willem Dafoe is a scary motherfucker. He is really scary. I was actually talking to somebody, which I'm talking to George, and we were talking about how he made the Green Goblin back when it was Tobey Maguire movie scary as hell. And I'm just like, that is true. He was a scary motherfucker. Like, any role that he does, it's like, he's this really uncomfortable guy to work, to, like, look at. But he's really talented. And sure enough, I finished the movie, and I just sat there with a blank face of, what the fuck did I just watch? I'm not saying don't go watch it, because this is my opinion, but he's great. The movie, I will give it to you guys right now. The movie, I'm actually happy it's on Netflix because of the fact that I would not waste money on watching this at all. I just, like, forget it. I'm going to watch it on Netflix. I just wasted time. I actually wasted an hour and 40 minutes. They changed a lot of things about it. They changed L's name. He has his name now. Light's last name to Turner. Misa, which is this pop star princess in the manga, is now this gothic cheerleader who is just super depressive, doesn't like anything, hates everybody, and it's just kind of like, wow, you just single-handedly ruined something that I really like. So, yeah, but they changed her name to Mia or Maya or something like that. L just reminds me too much of Sherlock Holmes, the new BBC Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch. It just reminds me way too much of that alone. And, yeah, I mean, I will never watch it again. I mean, yes, I love Willem Dafoe, but I will never watch it again. I know that Netflix wants to do something else, which is, like, don't do anything else. I mean, they've had people come in doing, like, coming in trying to do, like, they did the Dragon Ball Z, Americanized Dragon Ball Z, didn't do so well. They did the Chun-Li one, and that didn't do so good. So, overall, I would not suggest anybody watching this, but if you feel like you have nothing else to watch on TV or on Netflix, go and watch Death Note. You will not be disappointed. Actually, you'll be very disappointed in watching Death Note. I'm just not going to watch it again. I did not like it. Characters are great, but storyline itself is just pointless. It really is. It felt like a high school drama love story between a outcast and a goth chick that all of a sudden they get together and that's it. But yeah, so I know people that are watching me on live stream, you guys keep seeing me, like, kind of lift up my arm, and you guys see a red band on my hand. And for those who are listening, I actually went to Mizucon yesterday. Oh, not yesterday, today. I was going to go yesterday, but I said, forget it, I'm not going at all. It's, like, right there by my job. I don't want to go somewhere that's close to my job, which I did today. But what can I say about MusicCon other than that I had fun? No, I really, I mean, I had fun to a certain degree because I got to see my friends. I got to see people that I haven't seen in a while. I got to see, you know, just people overall. The venue, on the other hand, was beautiful. The place itself was drop-dead gorgeous. It's just something that I would imagine maybe Mike Broder taking that place because of all the photo opportunities this place has. It was just jaw-dropping everything. I took my camera. I rarely take my camera anywhere with me. And when I do, I take pictures like there's no tomorrow. Like, I feel like if I take a picture of you today, I probably will never see you again. So I took a bunch of pictures of all my friends. I took pictures of the venue and everything. And it was just absolutely phenomenal. But the thing was that this convention itself was too small for this location. The location this time around for MusicCon, this is my first MusicCon. Originally, it used to be at the Miami Airport Convention Center, the MAC, before it basically transitioned to somewhere else. And then now it's at the Sheraton? I believe it was the Sheraton or the Meriden. I don't know what hotel it was. It was Sheraton. I'm going to say Sheraton. Like, something like that. And let's just say the parking situation kind of pissed me off because of the fact that the garage was strictly for people that only worked there. And I had to literally go around the building looking for something to, basically a spot to park my car. And I had to park in valet. Now, valet says that, oh, we give you guys a discount because you guys are part of the convention. And I'm kind of like, that's not much of a discount. I have to pay you guys $10 to park my car. Oh, but it's $10 the whole day. Okay. I mean, I've heard from other people that they park on the streets. And they had no problem whatsoever. They had nothing, no problem. They just paid $4, and that was it, like, for the entire day. Me, I got suckered in because the lady on the little freaking voice box tells me that I have to park with valet because of the fact that that's where all the convention people are parking. And when I actually confronted a lot of people were just like, no, I parked on the streets, like by the Metro Rail, and paid like $4. Why did you pay $10? I'm like, I don't know, because I'm stupid. And I haven't gone to a convention down here in a very long time, which is bullshit, because I went to SuperCon, and even then I was up in Fort Lauderdale, and we already talked about that. I ain't talking about that again. So yeah. But as time went by, it was just like, I don't know. Like, I felt like every time I go to a con, time slows down every single time. And that's just kind of like, what the hell? I literally wore, I should you guys know, high heels, and I was on heels for about 5 hours. I walked around the first floor and the second floor, which the second floor has the dealer's room as well as the gaming room. The gaming room had people in there, and the person that was running was actually Kevin. I completely forgot his cosplay name as well as his gaming name as well, but he is known in the community as the guy who wears suits all the time. So he was running it. He did great from what I saw. I just felt bad for a lot of the dealers. Now, the dealer room was packed, but what I was hearing, nobody wanted to buy anything. Nobody wanted to buy nothing. And, I mean, we're at the end of the month, and a lot of times people, whenever it comes to small cons, a lot of people do not want to buy stuff from conventions, and it's kind of like, I mean, the admission was like $32, which is a small con, but why would you charge $32 for a small con instead of charging maybe something a little less to have more people come in, because a lot of people are spending more money on basically getting in, and then they had a little small cafe, like, right across from where you pay and all that. But, yeah, they had, I mean, the guests they had there, I really didn't know them at all. I kind of, like, walked past, like, three celebrities they had, and people were like, oh, no, she's in this anime, or he's in this anime. I'm like, okay, well, I have no idea who these people are. If I knew who these people are, I would have been like, okay, yeah, I know who they are. I would love to meet them and talk to them. But at the same time, I just can't bring myself to talk to somebody that I really don't know who they are. And I have, like, no interest. And people get offended by that. It's like, oh, I don't understand how you cannot meet, like, a celebrity. Because if I have no, like, reference of what they've done, then there's really no point for me to actually, like, go talk to them. Because I have really nothing to say of, like, oh, my God, I love you in this or I love you in that. And here's the thing, it's just kind of like nobody, and I mean like nobody, wanted to buy anything at all. Nobody. I had a friend, which they're going to be coming on very shortly. I will mention that again to them and have them talk about it for a little bit. But I noticed this, and a lot of people just didn't understand why nobody wanted to buy anything. Ironically, though, I'm just going to bring this up really quickly. If you guys are familiar with the whole Travis thing, Travis did show up today and left very quickly. I really wanted to talk to him. I really wanted to see how he was doing. And Travis, if you are by any chance listening to this or watching this in the near future, you know, I really do hope that I can talk to you and reconnect with you and everything. I really do miss talking to you. You were a great friend. All this stuff that's happened to you is unfortunate. You deserve so much better. You are a very talented person. You're a very sweet and caring person. But, yeah, the community is a piece of shit. Like, it really is. So, let me see. I've been getting, like, messages nonstop. Oh, it's not my mouse. Watch the news, I thought it was way better. Okay, I don't understand what the hell you're talking about there. You got something to watch, go outside. Yeah, if you're talking about the death knowing, yeah, that probably would have been a better option for me instead of watching it again. So, yeah, and maybe just kind of, I mean, how would I say this? It was pretty decent. It was my first. There was a lot of people I see a lot of times at SuperCon or any conventions that Bro puts on, but there are people that I don't see because they have a lot of vendetta against Mike Broder and all that jazz, and it's kind of like, why do you have such hostility towards somebody that has done nothing to you but provided you guys a convention that is memorable and all that? So, let's go to the main topic that I really want to talk about before I actually introduce my guest. Why do we do what we do is my big pet peeve. Why do we do what we do in the cosplay community? Why do we want to do what we do in the cosplay community? What is it that we're trying to achieve? Are we trying to achieve, you know, friendship? Are we trying to achieve, I don't know, improving one's self-esteem? What exactly are we trying to do? And everyone in the community has their own, I guess, motive to what they want. My motive, I already said it in the beginning, I'm going to say it again. My motive was, I originally went to one convention, and that was Florida SuperCon. And this is back in 2009. And I cannot describe, actually I can, but I cannot describe how I felt when I walked through those doors at the Miami Airport Convention Center. Back before they did the whole renovation where they remodeled everything, I remember that I walked through those doors and I felt like I was in Disneyland. I felt like I was going to Disney for the very, very first time. And there was just people wearing costumes that it wasn't even Halloween, that people were just walking around enjoying the con instead of, like, you know, being judged. Even though when you walked out those doors, you know, people were obviously looking at everyone funny because they're trying to figure out, like, who the hell are you supposed to be? Why is this person dressed so weird? You know, and it was just a real surreal moment. So I fell in love with it because of the fact that not only did this community help me out and realizing that there is more artistic ways to express oneself, but there's people in this community that I have formed beautiful bonds with. I have met multiple people that have a huge impact in my life. I've made multiple relationships with multiple people. And here I am today talking to you guys, live streaming and podcasting with you guys, and just explaining to you guys that the community that I remember was this surreal thing that you were able to do whatever you wanted. Basically dressing up as something that you idolized as a kid, dressing up as the Great Gazoo like I did back in like 2013, I believe. And even though I got called Marvin the Martian the whole time, even though I was painted head to toe in green, wearing a green dress and a baseball helmet with two antennas popping out, and I'm just kind of like, are you serious? You're calling me Marvin the Martian when I'm the Great Gazoo. And I dressed up as Hollywood from Cool World. And in the beginning, nobody knew who the hell I was. And then when the movie came out on Netflix and people actually started watching it, it was just one of those moments where people were just kind of like starting to recognize, like, oh my God, you're Holly from Cool World. That's so cool. I can't believe you're cosplaying something that's so nostalgic. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, like today, MizuCon, I got stopped multiple times because people thought I was dressed up as Demi Thornberry from The Wild Thornberrys. Just because I'm wearing her shirt and a ripped up jeans and I had a green jacket tied around my waist, I was getting stopped and called, oh my God, you're Debbie Thornberry. I'm like, yeah, let's just go with that. I mean, even though I'm blonde, I have like the makeup on and everything, whatever. But it was just one of those moments where I just had so much fun doing it. But then now, as time goes by, I started questioning as to why people do certain things in the community just to like get by. Like, there's people that they want the fame, they want the force. There's people that want to set a standard of how cosplaying should be. And there's people that want to make obviously money out of it, so like that fame and fortune thing. There's people like me who wanted to make friends, who wanted to build up their confidence, who wanted not necessarily an escape, but a reason to kind of find oneself, which is what I kind of did. I mean, not entirely, but it was just a start, a stepping stone to actually discovering exactly who I am. Is judging me over here? Something's going on with Nina's stream. What you talking about me going on with my stream? I am so sorry for the dead air, but ow. You're gonna bunner me while we're like, okay. An issue. Oh, I'm so sorry about my live stream. Really sorry. This is it. There's a positive side of the toxic news and there's always a negative side of it. I don't know what to do. I got to the point where I wanted to just drop everything and just leave. I wanted to stop cosplaying. I wanted to sell everything I had. I wanted to sell any product that I bought from conventions because it was just the toxicity. It's so high. And sure enough, today I was actually talking to a few people about this, and people are just kind of like on the same page. It's just there's no support. There really is. It's a contest for them. It's always a contest between person to person, and people who were friends in the beginning basically fall apart and become better. You know, it becomes Project Runway. It becomes to the point where the exciting thing of, hey, I want to dress up as Wonder Woman, kill. Hey, I want to dress up as Batman, and kill. Because someone out there does it better, and the people he did it better, I can't do it, or she did it better, and I can't do it. It shouldn't be that at all. It should be where, you know, you want to do it, regardless of what it is. I mean, as is, it's just kind of like, I really don't know how to explain this, because, time by more and more, personally, I do want to pull out. At the same time, the community has given me so much. And yeah, I mean,
did you just say?
Yeah, pull out the mic. You sing.
Did you just say pull out?
Pull out. I said
that you wanted to pull out.
Pull out a cosplay.
Okay, that's.
Yeah. Wow,
listen, I'm a guy. I have to insert comedy into this, okay?
Because I know you kept looking at me weird.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
wait a minute,
yeah,
pull out.
Because you said, oh, sometimes I'm wondering, should I pull out? And I'm like, wait.
Wait, what?
Wait. What are you pulling out of?
Okay.
I'm a guy. And on top of that, you know, I'm one of the funniest. Don't ever take what I say serious because everything I say is a joke.
Is.
Don't put that frown on your face. Yeah, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to stretch the microphone over here. Lena's face. That'd be a GIF right there.
It should.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lena's face.
Well, welcome to the internet.
That's going to be your catchphrase now.
Pull
on this
out.
Show. Now, we got to pull out.
Pull out.
Kids, if you're listening to this show, and you are and you're now in safety, pull out.
Pull out.
Unless you're ready to be.
Yeah.
We have Ruddy Hose next to you. And on top of that, that was a cheap plug, by the way, folks.
Really?
And of course, the Hey Blondie, you got the best of both worlds. And of course, you can't. I don't know whether I should warn people or I should say, guys, welcome to one hell of a show now.
Yeah, because we're kind of having a little difficulty
Okay. I was understanding your point as far as many topics is concerned about pulling out, pulling in, you know, the cosplay world. You know, is there such a term as pulling in?
I was just laughing about that. Like, there's no such thing as pulling in. I mean, you put in, but not pull in.
Okay, how about this? How about if you're tucking in your sausage? Anyway.
That's called tucking.
The fact that you know all these sex terms. Anyway, so so anyway, folks. Okay.
Never pull out.
Well, listen. Then I ask yourself, are you the quagmire of the community? Because, like, I will never forget the episode of, hey, how many kids he has in this world, and you get these cutscenes of Papa, Papi, Papa. It's like, oh my God, how many kids do you have?
Stick it in.
I like you, Kai. Anyway, but so basically going back to what you were talking about, pulling out, pulling in, whatever. Look, I understand your frustration.
Yeah.
I understand your frustration. It happens no matter where you go, whether it's cosplay, professional wrestling, football, baseball, acting. It happens. It just happens. But here's some advice for people like you who are going through the situation of, should I stay or should I go? At the end of the day, folks, you always have to decide not what's best for the community or what's best for a certain event. In the end of the day, you have to ask yourself what's best for you.
Yeah.
Because if you're still having fun, no matter who's at this place, okay? No matter who's at that place, you could have 10 haters, okay? You could have 10 haters, Lena, or community. You can have 10 haters, but guess what? You only need one to turn that day around.
Yeah.
And mind you, maybe, because that's the fun that you're looking for, is more worth it to you than giving up.
Exactly. So, I mean, like, the thing is, like, in the past, I wanted to give up multiple times because the thing is that it was just, like, the community itself is just so, like, toxic that, I mean, like, anytime I did something, it was just a negative thing left and right. Everyone was fighting because of like, who wears it better, who does this, who does that.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't do it good. You should stop. I've literally had people that has judged others. And I'm going to give you the perfect example was that I had an incident where someone told me that there's a certain individual that that judges people based on their costumes that is within the Ghostbusters thing. Saying that if you don't have the right proton pack, if you don't have the right, you know, jumpsuit or anything or any of the right accessories,
mm-hmm.
he will flat out tell you to your face, you shouldn't cosplay this character. And it's just kind of like, but what if the person couldn't afford something, a certain piece of it, or they just did it because they wanted to?
But that goes back to when people, when I would walk into SuperCon or anime as Harvey Two-Face,
yeah.
and people literally will come up to me and say, hey, you're too fat to play Harvey. And I'm like, who are you to tell me? Because last time I checked, I saw you at this other convention dressed up as Jessica Rabbit, and you don't have the body of Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
So it's like, no matter what, that's rule number one. Respect
yeah.
each other. You're all in the same community to do the same thing, having fun.
Exactly.
So, and number two, continue to have fun, because guess what? You're playing a role of a person that you saw, whether it's on TV, a comic book, a movie, and here you're saying, you're sitting in the theater like this, and you're asking yourself, God, what if I was that character? So then these promoters, whether it's Michael Broder or anyone who else runs cons,
yeah.
finally give you that opportunity to say, to take you out of that theater chair and say, guess what? We're letting you become that character you were asking 2 months ago.
Yeah.
What? How would I feel if I were that character?
Yeah.
Do not disrespect someone else's dream, others' goal, others' question.
Yeah.
Because guess what? At the end of the day, you're still at that same con, and you were probably in that same cosplay because you were asking the same question.
Yeah.
So that's my end of that, and thank you so very much for those hearts, by the way.
Oh, is that face of it?
Oh, what? Oh, God, why do I have a feeling I know who that is? Is that
I feel like that's
is that yeah, is that, look, perfect example, Beast, guy, phenomenal wrestler, phenomenal.
Yeah.
He, one of the best entertainers I feel like there is in this business. The guy has gone through it all, both negative and positive. And I feel like the man, no matter how many negatives were pushed upon him and how many times his gimmick was taken from him,
yeah.
he still said, guess what? I'm still having fun with this. I'm coming back. He never gave up because he saw the positive in the wrestling business, and he kept on going. And now he made an appearance on NXT. And on top of that, the guy's still working one of the greatest characters that the wrestling business has ever known as the hashtag warrior, Edward Malcolm. So many, many blessings to you, Edward. So I'm not going to, of course,
talk about wrestling.
Yeah, kayfabe you on this one, because this is not a...
Oh, no, it's part of it. The thing is that, I haven't stopped going. I love going to conventions. I really do. I love going to the conventions because the thing is, I said in the beginning, you get to see your friends. I have a lot of friends that live up north. I have friends that live in New York, California, Texas. I have friends all over the U.S. and other countries that they come sometimes to Florida SuperCon because there's a certain actor or celebrity they want to see there. And sure enough, I get to see them. I get to spend time with them. But the thing is that there is just that what bothers me are these people that have these self-righteous attitudes that irk me. Because, I'm going right back. I wanted to drop. I got so tired of the drama. I was just I wanted to leave. I'm done with this. I can't do it anymore. I was getting stressed out to the point where I was just in tears. But at the same time, I couldn't bring myself to leave because, like I keep saying or keep repeating myself, is that this community has helped me as a person to be able to do stuff like this, podcasting, live streaming, being able to do stuff that no one in a million years would expect me to do. And there are just people, yes, I have a lot of friends that encourage me to keep on doing what I do. You encourage me every single time I talk to you. And I have, Matt Ignacio, who was my first guest on my first podcast, encouraged me the entire time to, never give up on what you want to do. But they're just these little specks of toxicity that still runs through the cosplay community vein that just basically brings everybody down. And I can tell you this, I always question this, and I always bring it up, is how are they role models versus the people that are actually really nice, very polite, Like, I always say this, I want to see a plus-size Harley Quinn. I want to see a plus-size Ivy. I want to see different varieties of different characters. But then there are these people that they come in, they have this self-righteous attitude, and then they see someone dressed up as a certain character they've done, and they just give that person a cold shoulder, like, oh, well, you dressed up as that character? Oh, well, you didn't do that good. I do better than you. And it's just kind of like, are you serious? Instead of being like, oh, my God, you did great. It looks phenomenal. Oh, you did better than I did. Or, oh, you know, helping each other out, giving each other tips of what to do and what not to do, making it better. And that teamwork is, I feel, is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally feel like that effort of trying to help anybody else is just gone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like people have, instead of wasting so much energy, because people don't understand how much energy goes into a negative attitude.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it wastes more energy to have a negative attitude than it is to have a positive.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, because you have to think so hard how you're going to bring that other person down.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, the way I see that, I'm sorry I interrupted you on that one. I still see like that as well. But the thing is that a lot of people focus their energy on that negative more than anything else.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. But that's the thing. Like, you would be wasting. Say, for instance, if you and I did not know each other.
Okay.
I saw you at a con.
Okay.
You're dressed up as Black Cat.
Okay, there you go.
And I'm walking around. I'm one of those typical negative no-sayers. I have to walk around you a couple times, first and foremost, just to make sure, hey, she dressed up as the way she is.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, then basically I have to start saying or thinking, what can I say that will bring her down? So I have to constantly be making this work to say, hey, what am I going to say?
Yeah.
And then number three, then basically I'm going to come up to you and say, hey, I don't know who you are. You don't fit in that. So then basically all that energy wasted when in a positive sense, people come up to you and be like, whether a person's your friend, had a crush on you from far away, one of those creepers that obviously cons have.
Yeah.
Friends, a person that you used to know, a fan, a creeper, whatever. And the only thing they have to do is come up to you and say, Nina, or person, you look good.
Yeah.
So notice the difference of energy. I mean, the amount of energy being wasted.
Yeah.
You have the negatives that take so much work, and then the positive that's just, hey, you look great. You don't need to add, you look great. Let's go out to dinner. Come on.
Oh, yeah. And
my hotel room is 506. Now you're getting a little creepy. But basically, the point is that you waste a lot more energy on a negative mindset than you do a positive.
No, now you do.
And mind you, this is why I'm saying, guys, grow your team effort. Grow your positive attitude no matter how many times you go to the con. A person can buy a costume from a Halloween store of Spider-Man. Does that give you the right to walk up to that person and say, you're not Spider-Man, you bought that at a Halloween store? To that person? Guess what? To that person, he might not have as much money as you to create their own Spider-Man costume, but at the same time, they're doing what I said before.
Yeah.
They were sitting in a theater, just like you, or sitting on a couch watching a TV show, saying, I wonder how it feels to be Spider-Man. And they went out and did it.
Yeah.
Just like you were asking, hey, how does it feel to be Naruto? Or how does it feel to be Goku? Or how does it feel like to be Chi-Chi? Or how does it feel like to be Hulk Hogan? And then finally you got that opportunity to do it at a con, and you went to go do it. So what makes you so different from the Spider-Man guy that bought a Halloween costume?
That is true.
So it's that simple.
Funny thing is that, like, while you're saying all that, I actually used to be one of those negative-ass people back when I started. I'll tell you right now, I'll tell you a quick story. I was one of those negative ass people. I used to judge people based on their costume. I used to say that people that were overweight should not cosplay certain characters. They should cosplay characters that fit their personality and their weight limit and all that. But at the same time, as like I grew up and I realized my errors every single time, I'm just kind of like, I went from oh, you shouldn't cosplay that, to, oh my god, you act like, I actually love your fucking costume. I did that all day. I saw a plus size Little Mermaid at SuperCon, and I smiled at her and I said, you dressed up as my favorite character from Disney. You embodied my character. Like, you look gorgeous. I'm a little self-conscious about my body, but the thing is, it's just like, I usually don't let
Don't even start on body, okay? For Christ's sake, people call me the fat Two-Face. Look at that. Now I could be known as Yokozuna. But anyway, anyone care to sumo? Beast, if you're still in the room, you want a sumo?
He's still in the room.
Come on, Beast, you and I in a sumo match.
Sumo.
In the next Florida FSCW event.
I think the next one is going to be anime.
Okay, well, at Animate, I'm calling you out. Okay, I'm calling you out. It's me versus you in a sumo match. And it's only growing.
Oh, God. Oh, but yeah, no, it's just like, I was that negative person. But then the thing is that taking that negative, I always say this, and some people kind of question me when I say this. My whole belief is that you take a negative and you turn it into a positive. Let's say if someone says that, oh, you're not wearing the right patches for your costume, or this is not right, take that negative and improve what you messed up on. Instead of being that hostile person of saying, oh, you messed up this costume because you don't know what you're doing, or you didn't do research. There are characters that I've done that I don't even know the character that I've done countless research. For instance, like Cammy White, I used to play Strider when she first came out, the second one. And I did a shoot with Manic Michi, and it was a basic sleepover party that was between Chun-Li and Cammy, and people were just, like, egging on us, saying that, oh, the girls probably never played the game, or they know what they're fucking doing, like, what the hell's wrong with them? You know, I just had those negative people just came out of nowhere and said, like, oh, these two bitches don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And it's just kind of like, are you serious? Like, you're going to come after two girls that we spent time and money on, like, doing something like this, and here we are getting all the negative output of guys hating on girls for no fucking reason. And obviously, yeah, I did Miami for MegaCon, and I still did more research because I didn't let somebody off 4chan bring me down because of the fact that I did a character that a lot of guys have a lot of wet dreams about. And yeah.
I'm just now noticing that we didn't see some comments here.
There is some.
I see it. Elaborate on that. Let me hit on this, because a lot of, like, I like to live a positive life. I went through a lot of hell. I went through the wars and so on and so forth. But basically, to not make a pity party out of this.
No. No pity. No crying. No crying on my show.
There's no crying in baseball.
There is now. I'm afraid.
But point is, guys, is this. As far as what you're saying,
yeah,
when someone's giving you a negative feedback, don't take it as harsh. And listen, I live off of this. If someone came up to me and said, you're too fat for being Two-Faced, which happened, I said, thank you very much for your opinion. Guess what? At the end of the day, I just smiled. I smiled and I kept on going. And mind you, and I'm telling you right now, one thing that you can never, ever, ever come back from is kindness.
No.
You cannot. There's impossible. Like, if I gave you an insult and all you did was say, thank you very much for your opinion, what the hell can I say next?
You're basically telling me something that I actually practice, and that is basically killing them with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
The best weapon that you can carry around that you can't even zip tie is a smile.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit there, if someone is criticizing everything you do, calling you fat, calling you multiple things, but all you got to do is just smile. It kills the person that's trying to be negative and put you down.
Hey, Blondie just turned into church radio. But no, like, it's just take it with a grain of salt. Take it as an opinion. Everyone has one. And basically just continue to live your life. Because at the end of the day, kindness kills negative. And at the end of the day, nothing will ever be when kindness destroys a shit talker.
Yeah.
Like what I'm trying to say is, you're a smile. Because one day, that person can be insulting you. You say thank you. The next time they see you all smiling with a girlfriend, boyfriend, all with money, all better costume, whatever be the case. And they won't have any idea what to do. They will literally have any idea what to do. So, again, kill them with kindness. There's nothing that they could come up with.
You really can't. No, the thing is like, perfect. Another, like, really good example. Really good example. But I think I just lost it. I'm like, I have an example. I got it. But, yes, killing them with kindness is the best way to, like, make anybody, like, lose their mind. You can sit there and remember to pull out. Remember to pull out. You know, don't keep it in. Just pull it out. No babies. No babies on my show.
Someone didn't pull out of me, and I became pregnant. I'm 6 months. You want to feel him kick? He kicked. Anyway, go on.
Sorry, I'm like, that's the best way to do it. It's just killing them with kindness. The thing is that there's people out there that thrive on drama. I know a handful of people that thrive on drama. They want that edge. It's like a drug to them. They want to be able to be like, I have like 2 cents in here. It's kind of like, it's just like multiple things that have happened in the community. It's one of those moments where it's just kind of, you sit there and you're just like, what the hell? Like, I thought the community was open for everybody, not just, oh, it's only for people that are pretty and smart and skinny and white and blonde hair and brown hair too for the guys. But anything else is just like, no one's invited. No Hispanics, no Asians, nothing. Only white people. I never understood that.
Well, let me kind of go this way for a quick second. Guys, if you're having trouble with the video broadcast, okay, and I think Nina has seen that message a couple times.
Yeah.
If you're having a problem with the video broadcast, we do apologize for those technical difficulties. But if you want to continue hearing the audio, all you have to do is go to this website, and I'm going to say it slowly twice. Blog Talk Radio. That's BLOG TalkRadio.com. Russell City Radio. That's going to change, I promise.
Okay. Like, made it.
Yeah, Russell City Radio. We're now known as Unity Entertainment. But basically, it's Russell City Radio.
For now.
Again, blogtalkradio.com /Russell City Radio. Just go on there. It's the first link that you see there that says live. Click on it, and you get to hear the audio live. Now, also, if you want to call in and you want to hear us over the phone, you could do that, too, by calling this number. The number is 929-477-1099. Again, the number to call in and listen is 929-477-1099. Should I say it a third time?
Yeah, I put it in the chat room while you were talking.
Okay.
So I was like, hold on. Let me get the number.
So, guys, again, if you're having issues listening, seeing or listening to the video, you have two options, calling in or going onto the Blog Talk Radio website on Russell City Radio and listening to us via radio.
Yeah.
So you have those two options if you're having issues still.
Wait, can I say it again? Because I said it the first time, but I didn't say it live. But can I say it again? I said it to you. Mom, I did it. I'm on iTunes now. Sorry, I had to because I kept saying that over and over.
Does anyone have the phone number to the mental asylum?
Shut up.
Listen, Lena, come on. Yeah. if we had commercials, this is the part where we would have said, go into commercial. Anyway.
Oh, link in the comments, please. We'll provide the link right now.
Okay, give me
He's not typing it. I'm going to continue what I was saying. But thing is that, like, that's the best way you can do anything, is just kill them with a smile. It is probably, like, the easiest thing you can do is just kill that person with a smile. Be positive all the time. Never let anybody bring you down based on how you look, how you act, you know, what is going on. You know, this had stopped me multiple times, but at the same time, it was just kind of like, I hashtag a lot on Netflix, on what do you call it? On Instagram. Oh, see, now I'm getting all the comments. Look at this. There we go. Now it's starting to show my comments.
So, but either way, guys, you have those two options. Shoot, if you even, like, you have phone or you have the link. So
you can listen. If you guys want to call in, give out an opinion.
You have a lover.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm putting him like.
Is he gonna pull out?
I will. You better pull out.
Is he gonna pull
out,
or is she gonna pull out?
Let's find out.
There you go.
Hi, who's calling?
Hello, it's Bob Taylor.
Hi, Bob.
What's up, sweetheart? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you gonna pull out?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have to pull out. I wear Jimmy hats.
Well, that's the new catchphrase here, Mr. Taylor. Are you gonna pull out or are you gonna pull in? So basically,
pull in.
Listen, that's the new catchphrase here. I think I've started a new trend here. Your first shirt, Lena, is gonna be hashtag pull out.
I'm gonna make that now. I have to make that now.
And mind you, that's for all the kids out there who haven't had sex yet and still virgin. Always pull out. Anyway, Mr. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, what are we pulling out from? Because I just logged into the feed.
Well, Mr. Taylor, because you didn't hear before. Basically, what happened was that in the sentence that I caught, I'm going to pull out because I should pull out of cosplay, but I'm going to pull out of cosplay.
Yeah, so, man, I don't think it. You're breaking up real bad.
But my name is Mr. Taylor, and what we're talking about right now, Mr. Taylor, we're talking about the negative feedback and how people are attacking each other in the cosplay community. Do you have any opinion?
I heard negative feedback and community. What were the words in between?
Basically, how the community is kind of like toxic, and how everyone kind of brings each other down. Like, is you expectation that shouldn't be happening? Kind of like how people bring each other down based on how they look, how they act, their costumes, or in general, just basically the whole cosplay bullying thing.
Oh yeah, I can dig that. I mean, you know, I have a few opinions about cosplay. I'm a cosplayer myself. But well, you know that. You've seen my Stargate cosplay.
That's right, I have.
It's the only one I have, but I have one at least. But there are a couple of opinions I have about cosplay. First off, it used to be fun. It used to be not a competition. It used to be anybody could do it. It was strictly about the love of the character and who you wanted to portray it. Now, it's a competition. Everybody wants to do it to win some kind of contest or win some kind of prize or outdo the other person. And I don't think it should be like that. Also, I mean, I try to live my life through positive reinforcement. Like the word jealous, somebody will say, oh, I'm jealous. I'm not jealous. When someone says something to me and, fine, you're doing a little better in life than me, I respond with, good for you, or I'm happy for you, not I'm jealous, okay? But that's like a whole other thing. But and I know Lena is like a true blue cosplayer. I know her for like a few years now. She's an awesome girl, okay? But there are a lot of cosplayers out there who are super sexy women who dress in cosplay just to be sexy at a Comic-Con, that you can go up to them and think that they know everything about Naratu and don't know one fucking thing about the show and don't know one thing about the character that they're portraying. And that I don't think is cool either. So.
No.
There's also, but it's not just women. I mean, you got guys doing it too. I mean, you got like super chiseled guys with fucking 15 packs that want to go walking around dressed as Spartan warriors. That, you know, they're just there to look good in the outfit. They don't, you know. I think that if you're going to cosplay, you should have to take some kind of a test before you enter Comic-Con. You know, like, just answer one question about that character, or you're not allowed in.
Yeah, wow, that's talking about a freaking rule. So, mind you, so guys, this is a new rule for Mr. Taylor, you said, right? A new rule that's pitched by Mr. Taylor. If you just see a picture of said character and you don't know said character's real name, guess what? You're not getting in.
when TaylorCon 1 happens, that's what's going to happen.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Taylor, for your opinion. It was fantastic. And mind you, anyone else is able to call in and share their opinion.
Yeah.
But, of course, Mr. Taylor, again, you being our first, as a matter of fact, between two episodes, you were our first person to call in with an opinion. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear I broke your cherry.
And you pulled out.
I haven't pulled out yet. I'm still in.
Oh, my God. Do you feel him, Lena?
I do.
I'm not a two-minute brother.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Taylor.
Now.
Was at the beginning of the show. You might remember how pale she was. I got her red. So now you can actually see her. She's no longer a ghost. So no. Oh.
I'm no friend.
Oh shoot! Daniel is in the room. Let me behave. So you know about that legislation of the politics of the Donald Trump fiasco and all that. Go lucky stuff. I believe in legislator number 12. And
yeah, I just saw him burn his eyes out. That's all I saw. What the hell? Is this
guy here? Yeah. Well, that. Listen, I'm scared of that man. That guy's started, and on top of that, his entire family could kick ass.
This is very cool. I actually
like Danny. Listen, I have a vendetta with his dog. Ever since my Two-Face, I've been watching Two-Face.
Well, I don't really.
Well, I carry a gun. She carries a giant ass sword.
I haven't seen Attack on Titan.
Well, either way, I would.
Why would you bring a knife to a gunfight?
Thank you.
I just had to think about that for a little bit more. I'm like, wait a minute. Why would you bring a knife to a gunfight?
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. You're finally. Praises a little bit more here.
Kill kindness, smile, be positive. Don't let anybody bring you down, no matter what of how negative they hate you. I'm gonna take a bunch of haters who aren't really fond of me, and I really don't care. I really, really don't, because it's like that's a bunch of little haters, but there's always people out there that is. Support you and love you for what you're doing and what you love to do, and they're going to support you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say that my haters really try to bring me down, but it's just kind of like, how is it that you're trying to bring me down when I have none, absolutely not apologize for a lot of the honesty that I've been sharing, but telling you people, yes, the community is fucked up. There is nothing, there is something we can do and fix it, and that's being more positive versus treating people like shit and then acting like, oh, well, the thing is that, you know, you treated me like this, this, and this. It's like, really? Is that your whole agenda? And on top of that, when it comes to hate, it takes a lot of energy. So when someone has to go out of their way to hate you, it's because, well, it's, let me think. They're focusing a lot of their energy on you. So a lot of it is due to jealousy, to envious, of like doing that you're actually something they wish they could do. And just being that next person of like, oh, well, I have nothing else to go for, so I might as well just waste my energy on this one particular person, treat her shit, and just waste all my attention on that person because my attention is on that person. So there's something there that you're doing right, and they can't even do it.
But, okay, but going back to the negative part and thinking negative of so-and-so people, if you're so focused on said person on every event, at every hour of passing day, if you just get there and you focus on one person, hour one, damn, that person looks bad. Hour two, bump into that person again. But you're not confronting this person. You're just saying it in your head, God, I, what should I say to that person? Hour number three, you finally confront the person. Hour number four, you keep on thinking about the person. Then officially, let me just tell you something, my friend. Then you even have your friends questioning you because then you're going to start being questioned of, do you have something for that person?
Yeah.
At least that's what I would.
Oh, and I would question that person too.
Like, I would start saying, for example, you, Lena, or even me, if you were with me, mm-hmm. I would automatically be like, Lena, do you have a crush on that person or something? Like, and you're just using the negativity to cover it up? Like, automatically, you went from having a group of friends to now being solo because now you're being questioned. So that's the way I live it, and that's the way I'm going to end it.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the way to sum everything up. Like, best way. So the thing is just, like, wasting your time, you're wasting your energy on hate versus actually making a difference, being positive with somebody, and, you know. There you go. I'm like, so I'm not going my bottle. Oh, he's going to have the Hawkins.
Okay. Who knows about hate? This guy.
He does.
But look, he has so much hate, he's a bobblehead. Do you want to be the next bobblehead?
Bobblehead.
Anyway, continue.
Sorry. Yeah, but the thing is, it's just kind of like one of those moments where you're just like, why waste time and energy on something that you should be wasting your time and energy on something else more productive? If you have that much hate on that person, maybe you should reevaluate your life a little bit and be like, you know, what is it that I'm missing? What is it that I want to improve? You don't like something, kind of change. That's always been like my whole thing. If there's something that's been bothering you, something that, I don't know, guess, let me think real quick. I guess let's say, for instance, like your skills in sewing. Like, my skills suck. I can't sew for shit. I have a sewing mannequin and a sewing machine that sits in my closet all day, every day, and I have not even bothered bringing it out to even, like, remotely try anything because I fear that my skills in sewing sucks. And it does. I can admit that. But it's like, I don't take my time or effort to go hate someone that has better skills than I do and be like, oh, I, you know, like, oh, that person's sewing skills is like, oh, let me find one thing that's messed up about them. Oh, well, look, there's a thread just hanging there. Oh, your costume is falling apart. It looks like a piece of shit. Hmm. It's like, I should focus my energy on, like, you know what? If I can't, like, I will either A, learn how to sew better and actually improve my skills, or B, ask for help and be like, hey, look, can you teach me how to do this? Can you help me improve something? And then I can probably just meet up to that level of, like, look, I can sew just like you, or I can probably sew a skirt or a shirt or a dress.
So are you saying that instead of thinking negative about someone, basically instead of thinking negative or confronting something negative, instead of being that negative Nancy, why don't you focus that energy on how can you make your costume better?
Pretty much.
That's what you're saying.
Pretty much.
Got it.
And, yeah, I mean, what more can I say about all of that? Thank you.
So, well, you know, it's – and mind you, guys, again, we're only on for a little while longer, but because it's McGregor Mayweather night.
Yeah.
But you could call in at 929 929- 877-1099 if you have an opinion. Again, the number is, let's say it slowly, 9-2-9-4-7-7-7-1-0-9-9.
Slow enough. If you guys have a question, opinions, anything, you can comment. If you're still watching, live streams, I actually had to open up a new one. You can comment down below. I'll read your question out if you have a question. Or you can just call in and basically voice your opinion live, and we'll sit here and answer it for you guys. Real quick, I'm going to do a quick music. Have a good night, everyone. Bless all
Thank
you.
Ivan.
Thank you. Also, please be sure to like, subscribe to my Hey Blondie, Blondie Chick, fan page that I have, Hey Blondie. You can also look it up in facebook.com/ Hey Blondie Chick. There I'll be posting up a lot of my podcasts as well as my live videos will be going on there instead of actually on this page. Also, I do have a YouTube channel, which is also Hey Blondie Chick, so be sure to check that out as well. A lot of videos that I have here will be ended up going in there, and you guys can kind of, like, see my old equipment here in this room. So, once again, if you guys have an opinion, like George said, that there is a fight tonight, which is the Mayweather and...
McGregor.
That's how much I know about fights. There's a fight tonight at 10 o'clock, I believe.
Yep, 10 p.m.
We're probably end up wrapping this show up very, very soon. So I would have probably I keep swinging in my chair and he's just So yeah, any other questions? I'm Lena and thank you for listening to Hey Blondie, my second episode. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7:30. Have an awesome, fantastic day. Bye.
To sweep me. Hey.